Please rise for a time of prayer and for a time of strengthening in Holy Communion. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we recognize tonight that you hold time in your hands. Lord, as we close out 2018, we thank you for the joys that were had with family members, with loved ones, and the blessings that you have poured out to us. And also, Lord, we also thank you, as we do in all things, for some of the challenges that we've faced. Lord, continue to walk by our side as we enter into the new year. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the future. We know that the future is in your hands and that you have a sure plan for us and for the eternal life that you've planned, that Jesus has already gone and prepared those rooms for us to be there in your presence and to have that sweet reunion with our loved ones. So Lord, give us confidence in the future as we look ahead to 2019 and beyond. Lord, in your mercy. And Heavenly Father, we especially ask that you would guide us with your hand in the present. Lord, fix our eyes on what is happening right in front of us, in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our own congregation. Lord, open up channels so that we can better care for one another with the immediate needs in front of us, and help us to live daily, depending on you and looking for those needs for those around us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, finally, tonight we pray for those that are alone, away from family, our shut-ins here, those that are homebound in our congregation. Lord, visit them tonight. We especially pray for Fran, for Lorraine, for Eileen, for Dixie, and for all those others that are alone and perhaps desiring a presence of a lost one. Lord, visit them tonight and let them know that they are never alone and they are never forsaken. Lord, we place all these concerns and joys into your hands. We thank you for the many, many blessings that you do give to us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. In a time for strength, God who supplies our every need has given us this meal to share. Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life. We come to the table knowing that we need the strength that comes from the body and blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life. And we share that meal today with the words that Jesus shared with his disciples on the night in which Jesus was betrayed. He took bread. When he had given, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And Jesus gave us this prayer, his prayer, to also remind us that we are to live in the present. So you'll hear that word daily a couple times as we pray this prayer. It's a prayer to keep us focused on what's right in front of us. Let's pray that prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. And for our communion, we don't have ushers tonight, but you can. I think we've got enough people that we can share space and come up in an orderly fashion. We'll have the elders come forward first.